a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 190 has to, Senate Bill 190 is a proponent of 190. Occasionally we see federal regulatory changes with respect to credit cards, and obviously that impacts our credit card industry in the state of South Dakota. Occasionally we see federal changes that it's important that we be consistent with in South Dakota. In fact, I think regularly we see federal changes that it's important that South Dakota be consistent with federal law, and I believe that that's exactly what this bill does, and I yield to my friends.
Senator, would you mind reminding us who you are for the record, please?
Oh, did I forget again? I'm Tom Dempster, Senate District 9. Thank you very much reminding me of protocol.
Thank you. You look just like him, but you never said your name, and so. Additional proponents for Senate Bill 190. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Jeremiah D. Murphy. I'm a lawyer from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I'm a registered lobbyist for Citibank, South Dakota. And we come supporting this measure from time to time, and I think in 05 and 08 we may have amended 541110, but the thing we do is we try to stay in step with the Federal Reserve's Regulation Z, and that regulates most credit card transactions. I think it preempts state law, and I'm pleased because they made a big change that Congress did in May of 09. And they made it, and they gave the regulators direction to change the regs, and they did change them, and they made a lot of changes. And of all of those changes, the only one that appears to be reflected in South Dakota is the change reflected on Senate Bill 190. And in their regs, which they published, and they become effective next week, they said that the increasing the minimum payment is no longer an opt-out privileged item. And that is considered consumer-friendly. And if you notice the sponsors, Representative Cutler, who's been a great advocate for the poor and disadvantaged, is the prime on this. She wanted to be on it because she said that increasing the required minimum payment is helpful because it gets people out of their debt, out of their high interest rate, and if that can be accomplished, they should. But the federal government also considers this a consumer-friendly amendment, and so the only thing we're doing with this statute is bringing our statute in conformance with the Federal Regulation Z promulgated by the Federal Reserve, which...
the have is to go to court. So, thus, I bring House Bill 1137, and please, again, I have changed. I'm not classic hits anymore. I spent a lot of money to become classic rock and roll hits, and that's where we will stay, so I don't want this to appear as though I'm going to take advantage of it if it becomes law. But all this bill says is that in a situation like the one I just explained to you, if the Secretary, if the Secretary of State realizes that he has, in this case, made an honest mistake, it gives him 12 months to rescind the trademark. After that 12-month period, we'd be back in the situation where we're at now, where a year later, you would have to go to court to get it fixed. But it gives him 12 months to say, whoops, and rescind it without the offended or the injured party having to go to court. So with that, I'll stand by for questions and ask for your favorable support of House Bill 1137. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Leader. Additional proponents for House Bill 1137? Additional proponents? Seeing none, we'll move to opponents. House Bill 1137? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, we will open it for questions from the committee. Senator Gant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative, why did you pick 12 months? What was the magic in that?
Pulled the number out of the sky. I just, you know, where's right and where's wrong? You know, I figured at least in a year, maybe it would give them a chance to find out that this had happened. But they could. I understand now they can sit for a year and a day and still have you in the same predicament. But it maybe gives you a chance for discovery.
Mr. Chairman, a follow up. Well, it just seemed, and I don't know when the other station in Watertown produced or started or got their trademark.
30 days before I went on the air. 14 days before I went on the air.
Well, and if it would have been 13 months, It just seems that if there was an error made, why we're going to allow the error to continue with the 12 months.
I understand.
It just seems that if there's an error, we should fix it and not force small businesses such as that to have to go through lawsuits and $5,000 to $10,000 or $15,000 or whatever.
Mr. Chair, I understand your point. I just felt that leaving it forever might be extreme. I just felt that in a year's time, hopefully, the thing would be discovered. But I understand your question. It's hard to put an end date on it.
Additional questions from the committee? Senator Merchant.
Just wanted to know perhaps your thoughts and maybe even Secretary of State, could there be a countersuit drawn in with this?
Mr. Chair, Senator Merchant, I don't know if Secretary of State's here. He testified in favor of this bill in House Committee, and we discussed that. And he would hold a hearing, so to speak, before he just ripped the trademark away.
Additional questions of the committee? Seeing none, the chair hereby closes public testimony on House Bill 1137. We will open for discussion and or action. It's been a motion by Senator Merchant, do pass, seconded by Senator Nelson. We have a do pass motion on House Bill 1137. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, do pass motion on House Bill 1137. Those in favor will indicate by saying aye. Opposed, say no. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Terbeck-Berry?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Unanimous.
House Bill 1137 is hereby declared passed, and we'll go to the floor with a do pass motion.
Thank you.
Second. It's been a motion by Senator Nesselhoff, seconded by Senator Merchant for consent. Any opposed? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
1137 goes to the consent calendar. Thank you, Mr. Leader. That'll bring us back to House Bill 1017. Proponents for House Bill 1017. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, I'm Mike Richards, Executive Director for the State Plumbing Commission. The Plumbing Commission adopts and enforces the Uniform Plumbing Code. It's a nationally recognized code. Periodically, we have to upgrade the standards. This is what House Bill 1017 does. We're basically just going from the 2003 to the 2009 edition. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Richards. Additional proponents for House Bill 1017? Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. Bob Ryder, I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Contractors. It's a mouthful. We support the bill as well. We're the people who work with it day to day, along with the board, obviously. But they're satisfied with this bill and would hope that you would approve it. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponents for House Bill 1017? Seeing none. Any opponents to House Bill 1017? Seeing none, we'll open for just questions from the committee. Seeing none, we'll close public testimony for House Bill 1017 and open for discussion and or action. It's been a do-pass motion by Senator Merchant, seconded by Senator Gant. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, the do-pass motion on House Bill 1017. All in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed, say nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Terbeck-Berry?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Unanimous.
House Bill 1017 is declared passed, and there has been a consent motion by Senator Nesselhoff, seconded by Senator Gant. All those in favor of putting 1017 on the consent calendar indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? 1017 will also go to the long list of consent items today. So 1017 goes to the floor on the consent, which brings us to House Bill 1151. Proponents for House Bill 1151. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. Appreciate that. I'm Senator Kathy Miles from District 15. Have a bill, 1151. Actually, it authorizes funeral home establishments to operate branch chapels. We currently have funeral homes that have branch chapels located in different areas in the state. And what this does is it actually defines branch chapel and puts it in statute. Pretty specific. Really helps, there's no embalming allowed for the funeral homes in this chapel, just at the funeral establishment. So I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Additional proponents for House Bill 1151?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I'm Bob Miller with the South Dakota Funeral Directors Association, and we're the industry in which is affected by this, and we're very much in support of the legislation. We struggled with this definition and finally got agreement among the industry on how it should be worded, and it's in front of you now, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Additional proponents for House Bill 1151? Proponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1151? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will open for questions of the committee.
Second.
Not to that part yet. Any questions from the committee? Do you guys just want to go to consent on it? I mean, we'll wait for Senator Adelstein's question in the question portion of this.
But why is this necessary? Why do you have to have permissive legislation? Why is this necessary? Why to pass another bill?
Mr. Miller, can you answer that for Senator Adelstein, please?
Thank you. The State Board of Funeral, Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
So, Senator, the State Board of Funeral Directors they regulate funeral homes. So we want to define funeral chapels to make a distinction of what they are, so where there's no embalming.
Thank you. Seeing no further questions, the chair hereby closes public testimony on House Bill 1151, and we're open for discussion and or action. It's been a motion by Senator Nesselhoff, do pass, seconded by Senator Merchant. Discussion on the motion, seeing none. We have a do pass motion on House Bill 1151. Those in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed, say nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Merchant.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Terbeck-Berry.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Move consent.
Second.
It's been a motion for consent on House Bill 1151. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? House Bill 1151 goes to the floor on the consent calendar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
It's on a roll.
That brings us to our final bill, House Bill 1038. Proponents for House Bill 1038. Mr. Moses.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. House Bill 1038, this is Randy Moses by Division of Insurance, by the way. 1038 simply is a cleanup bill. It corrects an incorrect cross-reference in our statute. We had, whenever it was drafted, had cross-reference 58.312. It should be 58.312, subsection 1. The practical effect of this is, under the existing law the way it is, it would require staff findings before we even have the hearing, which obviously doesn't make any sense. The original intent was to have the findings after the hearing. This takes care of that problem, and we'd encourage your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moses. Additional proponents, House Bill 1038. Seeing none. Opponents to House Bill 1038? Seeing none. Questions of the committee? Senator Nesloff.
Since we've got about 90 minutes, I'd like to really hash this out and delve into the details.
Very well. Any other questions in the committee? Seeing none, we... Chair hereby closes public testimony to House Bill 1038, moves us to
second
discussion and or action. There's been a due pass motion by Senator Merchant, seconded by Senator Adelstein. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, House Bill 1038 has a due pass motion. Those in favor indicate by saying aye, opposed saying nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Trebekberry? Nelson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Unanimous.
House Bill 1038 is hereby declared passed.
Move consent.
There's been a surprising motion for consent by Senator Adelstein, seconded by Senator Nesselhoff. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of House Bill 1038 going to the consent calendar indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? House Bill 1038 also will go on the consent calendar with a due pass recommendation.
Notice to reconsider.
There's no further business before us today because we have ramrodded all the Senate bills well before the deadline.
I think we should go see if any other committee wants to send their bills over.
Exactly. I'm sure they would. I'd like to thank the people from Aberdeen for joining us today. It's good to see you guys out here, and welcome to the Consent Committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Gant.
We should explain that usually we work extremely hard in this committee, and there's tough votes and tough discussion.
Very well. With that said, no further business before us. Chair to entertain a motion to adjourn. Been a motion to adjourn by Senator Gant, seconded by Senator Nesloff. All those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned.